Jeff, first of all, tell me a little bit about yourself and your farming operation.
Okay, I am a fourth generation farmer and rancher. My great-grandfather was a farmer in Kansas. My grandfather was heavy into hogs and dairy and ended up moving here where we currently live. Still did some dairy, then started beef cattle as well as hay and grain crops. We're continuing with the cattle. We raise Angus and Hereford cattle. My mom also runs some sheep, and then we're continuing to raise horses, draft horses, quarters, thoroughbreds, warm bloods, and farming alfalfa hay, which predominantly goes to the dairy market. We also grow all the hay that we ourselves feed, and then I have some that I also sell. We also raise some grass alfalfa and straight grass mix for horse folks, and that pretty much describes our operation. I became involved into the social media advocacy to try to share with the general public the issues that we as farmers and ranchers deal with day to day, that because of the generational gap in the United States, a lot of that understanding of how food is produced, why farmers and ranchers do what they do, is not clearly understood. And it's the general public that puts our elected officials in office and passes laws and regulations and various sundry other bills that directly impact us and our food security is a national security issue. And so I've taken advocacy to heart and feel very strongly about it and am greatly encouraged and excited about the future of the Ag Chat Foundation and where we as a group can go from here.
Well, let's talk about social media, social networking for a moment, and farming, because we're seeing some of the what I would call traditional agricultural media companies doing various surveys to find out just how farmers are getting their information or using these types of mechanisms. What would you just say from your own personal experience besides yourself, I mean, with other farmers you may know or have interacted with online, do you think that there are a fair number of farmers who are engaged and involved? And what do you think as we look forward?
As I look at computer technology across the agricultural community where I live, you basically have three different types of use. The first use is solely as a means of communication, interpersonally, emails, etc. And they use technology to maintain their farm and ranch records, whether it be keeping track of cattle, health records, sales, receipts, soil moisture, irrigation practices, yields, etc. That would be the first group. The second group is involved a little more in that they are starting to use marketing or business websites to purchase equipment and parts. It oftentimes is much cheaper, even though shipping is included, to get parts off the internet, especially used parts and equipment. And I'm seeing a lot more of that beginning to take place here where I live. And then the third group is the group kind of that I probably fall into, where we're using the technology and the social media avenues, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, blogging, etc., to reach out to that part of the population that has questions about what we do and are using social media as an avenue to teach, inform, and educate. And probably more importantly, from my perspective, is learning what the public thinks about us. What is their perception? why do they think this about us? What can we do to make sure that the proper information, the right information, is out there for them to base their decisions when it comes to buying at the store or going into the voting booth every year?
Yeah, well, when we look at this last area that you mentioned here, I think we can both pretty safely say that there is a fair amount of misinformation out in the general consuming or non-farm public, if you will. And these communication channels are allowing you to basically tell your own story and not be completely dependent on what we used to call the gatekeepers, you know, those editors or reporters who were pretty much in control of what the messages were that made it to the evening news, for example. So how would you describe your experience so far in terms of the interaction that you've had with people who aren't farmers, just even looking at doing that through Twitter, for example?
I think probably what you are referring to is what we call impact and impressions that we have on followers. The trends that I see, while I myself still read a variety of publications, it has become very apparent that people trust farmers and ranchers for information. And the better we can be and the more effective we can be at reaching those people, the less we will have to fear from misinformation in national media, and the less we will have to rely on traditional sources of media to get our message out there. I don't think we can rely on those folks any longer. It's got to come from the producer, the information. And that's where looking at Twitter, being able to meet folks who have genuine questions and have a genuine desire to learn what it is we do and why we do it, being able to reach those people is essential. And I have encountered a plethora of individuals who have that genuine interest and invite the dialogue. I look forward to those dialogues with folks from across the United States. I don't think we need to concern ourselves with having to focus in a particular geographic region where we may be located. By and large, the message that we have to share, it crosses political lines. It is simple how we grow what we grow. We grow a safe, healthy product. We have the consumer's interest in mind. We consume it, what we're growing ourselves. We recognize the importance of that, and being able to share with the public so that they know that we have a genuine care and interest in their well-being serves to diffuse a lot of the hot-button issues that crop up from time to time. And I think it's critical that the farmers and ranchers in social media maintain their integrity and make sure that they are giving good information that is science-based, that is factual, and refrain from the same tactics or refrain from tactics that many of our opposition utilize, bringing in the emotions and the non-science-based or the studies that are less than genuine in order to prove a point. We can't go down that road. Farmers and ranchers across the country are known to be honest and of high integrity and have high moral values, and we need to stick to that with our message, and I believe in the long run we will come out ahead.
Well, let's look at the AgChat Foundation. We're both board members, and we're just at that beginning stages with this new organization that we've created here. which has been born out of a weekly Twitter conversation that's now just celebrated its one-year anniversary. What would you say to people, farmers in particular, about the AgChat Foundation and its mission and its purpose and what we hope to accomplish?
I think the mission can be summed up that there are four areas that we hope to be able to have an impact in the social media community with agriculture. Paramount is to allow farmers and ranchers the ability to learn how to use it safely and how to use it effectively, that they be able to take the opportunity to utilize the various tools that are available to them. Second, if they are unable to attend trainings or get technology, I am confident we will be able to present an avenue for them to become acquainted with it, to meet their financial needs should they have that hardship. Third, we have a tremendous opportunity with the knowledge that we have within our board to analyze data and do brand monitoring. Granted, when it comes to agriculture, monitoring agriculture as a brand is a tremendous undertaking. There's such diversity, but the ability that the foundation can have with our resources and contacts that we have will allow us to address key issues instantaneously, unlike we've ever been able to do before. And then, let's see here, that's the advocacy training, the scholarships. Oh, and then also be able to help individuals, small businesses and companies do some campaigns to market their products. I think we have a wonderful opportunity there to be able to help some of these farmers and ranchers who are looking at going into direct marketing a product to put more money in their pocket and being able to do those direct sales and help them lay out strategies and campaigns to market their products, and at the same time be able to work with organizations who are doing wonderful charity work and other activities that promote agriculture and agricultural products. And so the four cornerstones of the foundation, I think, in an essence, wrap up what our mission is. And as we grow and mature as a foundation, I think we're going to see perhaps other avenues we might be able to take advantage of and be able to help the agricultural community with, and develop those four cornerstones further as time goes on.
Well, it's definitely not something that is for the faint-hearted, because we're still considered the pioneers here in doing this. And as many of us as there are, there's a lot more farmers out there that hopefully we will be able to help get involved, get engaged, and get online. I mean, I think most are online in some form or fashion, but whether or not they actually have participated in a Twitter conversation, much less have their own account, that's still probably in the early stages. What else might you say to somebody who's interested in the AgChat Foundation, in AgChat as a weekly Twitter conversation? I mean, if somebody says, you know, why should I get involved, or what do I do? Of course, I want to make sure we do direct them to agchat.org. Can't forget that. But any kind of closing thoughts in terms of what you might say to people who just are kind of taking the first look at this?
I would say I'm of the opinion that we don't need a mass following to Twitter and to AgChat Twitter conversation. I think it's great that folks continue to come and that we continue to grow there. I would say that it's more important for farmers and ranchers and their kids just to take the first step and get involved in Facebook, and through their contacts with family and friends and classmates, if every farmer, every rancher had a Facebook account with 50 to 100 contacts that were relatives, classmates, alumni from college that they went to, and associates that they have within their own communities, communicate the ag message within your own community first. It's critical that we often forget that we have folks that live within 5 miles of us who have that lack of understanding of what we do, just as there's a lack of understanding of folks that may live in a metropolitan area. And it's going to take involvement at all levels, local, state, and national. And that first step is just getting a Facebook account or a LinkedIn account and communicate with those who you know the best. Because there are a lot of those who we consider our friends who don't understand what we do. And education is critical. And so that's what I would leave, take baby steps.
Hey, well said. I mean, I would say it's basically lead by example, you know.
Yes.
The best thing you can do when you want to change the world is start by changing yourself first, I think has been said many times. And it is amazing what just a little tiny step, like you said, can do in the long run. And we got to take a long-term view of this. This isn't something that will grow and develop overnight, and it's not something that will have the kind of impact we hope it will have positively for not only farmers and ranchers, but the consuming public as well. And
right.
it's going to take some time for that. So
definitely.
Well, Jeff, I want to thank you very much for taking some time out as we are speaking. I don't think we said it in the interview, but I do know you're right in the middle of some field work. Hopefully you've got some nice weather to get that kind of stuff done. It's certainly been an interesting weather patterns in the last month or two, but we've had some nice days in the Midwest too.
Yeah, I actually just talking to you, I just got a text message. My friend is needing me to go run the fertilizer buggy to try to get some more fertilizer spread before the rain hits.
So, okay.
I'm going to be heading to spread fertilizer now that I finished dragging pastures.
Okay, well, I'll let you get to that. Once again, that's Jeff Fallon. Jeff, I really thank you.